One of the wonderful things about Baltimore is the wealth of imprints and publishers around, and one of the quirkier ones is called Mason Jar Press. It's a relatively new imprint. Its founder and editor-in-chief is Ian Anderson, and he's in the BookNote studio today, along with the assistant editor, Natalie Coe. It's lovely to welcome you both to WBJC. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Mason Jar Press, it's such a delicious name, Ian. Where does it come from?
It's a bit of a story, but the apartment that I was living in at the time, me and my roommate, we couldn't afford glasses and stuff, so we just bought mason jars because they're cheap, and I just kind of became a joke, and we started calling our apartment the Mason Jar, and now that's where my first book was published, so it's Mason Jar Press.
So every imprint, I think, has its particular character, and certainly Mason Jar Press does. How would you actually identify what you want it to be?
Our tagline that we never really use is a little bit off, so we want something that has literary merit, but also kind of challenges what is considered literary and what is normal for literary books to be. So we try and push the bounds a little bit.
So tell me a bit about the new book.
So the new book is a poetry anthology, sort of riffing off of the Langston Hughes work, Not Without Laughter. And it just goes into the idea of laughter and a celebration of life being sort of the antidote to the African-American strife that has been going on since there have been African Americans. And it's really unapologetic. It's really straightforward. And it's an anthem and a balm all at the same time, not only for Black Americans, but for Black women.
So Ian, your first book, Short Stories, here we have poetry. So you're obviously covering the genre gamut. How do you identify the projects that you want to take on?
A lot of the times I feel like they find us. So one of the books we've published is Notes from My Phone, which is put out by someone I went to college with, Michelle Juneau, and that's memoir. This, Celeste Stokes, and the Black Ladies Brunch Collective, Not Without Our Laughter. We met Celeste through a reading, and she just read, and she was amazing. And I said, I don't know much about you, but I want to be in the Celeste business. So far, they've just been finding me, which is great. We are open for submissions now, though, so hopefully more will find us. Maybe from people we haven't met in the real world first. So,
and how do you see it possibly developing then?
Ugh, that's the million-dollar question. right now, we're happy with where we are. We think we're growing nicely and controllably. There are ideas for perhaps putting out a literary journal, or we want to get more involved with conferences, so maybe something there. But I feel like we're still in our genesis, and that part's still a mystery and still up for us to decide, which is kind of a nice place to be.
I know we've talked a lot about how we should really, even though we're an independent press, we really should collaborate with all the other indie presses, not just in Baltimore, but everything local, everything sort of in our genre, because we're all very passionate about the book business. You know, we're not really in it for the money. So I think a nice jumping off point for us would be to really start collaborating. I'm not sure what that would look like, but hosting events and talking with other like-minded people.
It's been a pleasure to speak to founder and editor-in-chief Ian Anderson and assistant editor Natalie Coe from Mason Jar Press. They have just put out a new poetry anthology called Not Without Our Laughter. And more information is at masonjarpress.xyz. Such a pleasure to speak to you both. Thanks and good luck.
Thanks,
Thank
Judith.
You so much.